Well, if it starred Liam Neeson, this would probably be a great plot line for an upcoming movie, but it's actually really going on in Pakistan right now. An American named Raymond A. Davis is at the center of a pretty bitter dispute between the United States and Pakistan. Davis was arrested. He allegedly killed two Pakistani men. He says they tried to rob him at gunpoint when he was in his car coming away from an ATM. He shot them with the Glock pistol that he was carrying. And the United States is trying to get him released, claiming Davis has diplomatic immunity because he was part of the staff at the consulate there. Pakistan refuses to release him. Joining us now for more details is the BBC's Aleem Makbul. Good morning, Aleem. Or good afternoon, I should say.
Yes, good afternoon, Celeste.
All right. Well, you know, it seems to me like we don't exactly know a lot about who Davis is. The United States claims, was carrying a diplomatic passport. Pakistan says they can prove he got into the country without a diplomatic visa. And we also don't know what his job was. Is that correct?
That is correct. I mean, Raymond Davis is certainly the name on everyone's lips across Pakistan, really, it seems. I mean, this has been headline news now for about 3 weeks. He shot dead these two people in Lahore nearly 3 weeks ago, as I say. He claims it was self-defense. That's already been thrown out by the police chief of the area. He says it wasn't self-defense. But you're right. We haven't had very much confirmed from the American authorities at all. They do insist that he has diplomatic immunity and he works. Worked for the consulate, the American consulate in Lahore, but it's never really been explained as to what he did there. The feeling and the speculation in a lot of the press is that he was a contractor and so might not have diplomatic immunity, but the Americans want him released immediately.
Well, I mean, we do know that he was in the special forces. He was released and he did at some point have a diplomatic passport. What exactly happened at the traffic stop is sketchy. I'm going to give you the details that I have been able to gather and you tell me where I'm going wrong. One of the arguments against the idea of self-defense is that he shot these two men through his windshield and he shot them both in the back. And the other is that there was a third Pakistani citizen killed when his associates, Davis's associates, came to assist him and they ran over a Pakistani because they were driving on the wrong side of the road. Is that all correct?
Well, it's all certainly been in the newspapers. The first part, we just can't verify that stuff that's been leaked from the police that these two guys were shot from the back. But the third part is definitely true. He called for backup. And then this third backup vehicle came at speed and hit a bystander, and he was also killed. So there are three dead bodies there and an American who then gets arrested. But really, there is a feeling here that perhaps diplomats on both sides haven't handled this very well at all. There is a feeling that the Americans are trying to force the Pakistanis to do something, and really it should have been handled in a much more sensitive way, because the thing is now, it's less about being a criminal case, you know, whether he's got diplomatic immunity or not. This has become a very much an emotional case, a political case, because the media here is ready to pounce. You know, they're baying for blood now. They see an American who's killed two Pakistanis and they want to see the guy hanged. So you've got the opposition, the religious parties, the media, all saying, you know, you release this guy and there's going to be big trouble. On the other hand, they have the big ally, America, Washington, saying you've got to release this guy straight away. So the Pakistani government really is in a very difficult position right now.
Well, I want to play a comment from Najim Rafiq, an American specialist at the Institute of Strategic Studies in Islamabad. When you spoke to him, here's what he had to say.
At the moment, the whole issue is being handled quite emotionally on both sides. The Pakistanis on their side are expecting perhaps to use this particular case for a bargaining chip, for particular demands that they have.
And to a certain extent, we can understand the Pakistani government being in a difficult place because the public, the people of Pakistan have exploded over this issue. I mean, it would be very difficult at this point for Pakistan to simply hand him over without facing consequences.
Yeah, and it's particularly bad now because you've got an administration here, a Pakistani government, that's seen as being particularly weak. If it was a strong government, it could say, look, this guy's got diplomatic immunity, if indeed he has, and he needs to be released, and you have to trust us on this one. Instead, though, right at the moment, you have an administration that is pretty weak and that panders a lot to public pressure. So things are very, very difficult for them at the moment. But now we've been hearing that there is going to be the visit of Senator John Kerry, who is seen very much as a friend of Pakistan, somebody who's wanted to increase funding, for example, for civilian support here in Pakistan. So he's coming over. He says, the American embassy here has said that he's coming to reassure Pakistan that this isn't going to affect the wider relationship between the two countries. But clearly, this is linked with the Davis case, and they're going to try and find a way out that keeps everyone happy.
Well, it certainly doesn't help when you have things like this. This is actually what they claim is mobile phone video footage from Raymond Davis's mobile phone, taken when he was first taken into custody on the day of the killings, and it's, I understand, being played on local news channels in Pakistan. Take a listen.
You're from America?
Yes.
And you belong to American embassy?
Yes. My passport. Yes. When at the site, I showed the police officer, it's somewhere. It's lost.
Listen to me. You are now working in Consulate General?
Yes.
Lahore?
Yes.
As a?
I just work as a consultant there.
Consultant?
Yeah, with the RAO. Can you search the car for my passport?
Passport
under the seat.
Under the
Ali Mepul, he claims to be a consultant with REO there. Who is that?
You know, these are all being ironed out here, but this is a security firm, I mean, the details of what he's actually did there is something that just is not being confirmed. But the crucial thing is, how much is at stake with these two countries and their relationship? People say that actually there's far too much at stake for something like this to destabilize the relationship. Others are not sure. They say the tensions could rise unless this is resolved pretty soon.
And certainly Pakistan is a key ally at this point in the fight against the extremists along the border of Afghanistan. That is Ali Mepul with our partner, the BBC, reporting from Pakistan. He's talking about the case of Raymond A. Davis, the center of a diplomatic dispute there. Davis, accused of killing two men in Pakistan, the United States, wants him released on diplomatic immunity.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.